Amen. It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. I'm thankful I can come to His house and fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. And there's liberty there. Let's pray. Father, tonight, Lord, we thank You for an opportunity, Lord, again to come before You, Lord, with thanksgiving like the preacher talked about. Father, Lord, we ask, Lord, Your grace and mercy. Lord, You make it more evident, Lord, each and every day. Lord, each and every minute, Lord, we need You more and more each and every day, Lord, as our daily walk, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that You just manifest Yourself here tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord, that Your will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray You speak to every heart and the soul here tonight. Lord, Father, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that You get all the honor and glory and everything that's said and done here in Your name. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bible, I'll be in 2 Samuel. And preacher told me he was going to be here. I said, well, they probably didn't want to hear me anyway. And he said, no, I'm going to stay. But it'd be all right. Yeah. In 2 Samuel chapter 9. Yeah. 2 Samuel chapter 9 talks about David and Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth is the son of Jonathan. Starting in chapter 1, it said, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called unto David, the king said unto him, aren't thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. What's going on here is, Ziba was a servant of Saul before Saul and Jonathan were killed in battle. And David is trying to find a remnant of Jonathan's house because him and Jonathan had a covenant. And back when Jonathan and Saul were slayed, back in chapter 4, Mephibosheth had a nurse. And when the news came, and here, I'll just read to you. In chapter 4, verse 4, it said, and Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame on his feet. And he was 5 years old when tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And the nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. And so what had happened was she was fleeing the scene because she was scared for the child's life. Because she was scared as this news came, people would come and obviously they wanted to get rid of, you know, the house of Saul and Jonathan and so forth, who was next in line. And so the nurse fled with Mephibosheth. She dropped him, and he never healed right, and so he was lame from 5 years old up. And so David had a covenant with Jonathan because him and Jonathan were so best friends. I mean, more so. The scripture talks about Jonathan had such a care and such a love for David that he cared for him like he was his own. It was his own soul. The scripture talks about. And so what's going on here is David is looking for somebody to show kindness to because of the love he had for Jonathan, because of the love they had for each other as such good best friends. And so we see here that he finds a servant of Saul, of Ziba, and he talks to him, and Ziba, he said, Ziba said unto the king in verse 3, it says, Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan had yet a son which is lame in his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? The son of Amiel in Lodabar. And when the king David sent him out of the house of Machir and the son of Amiel from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell at it. Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, that thou eat bread at my table continuously. And I can't help but see here when I read this portion of Scripture, when I see David showing this kindness to a lame man, I can't help but when I think of Mephibosheth and how he was lame, you know, as a sinner, there's nothing we can do to come to Christ. We are lame spiritually. There's nothing we can do. You know, David had to sin for Mephibosheth. David had to sin, and Mephibosheth couldn't even come by himself. Somebody had to bring Mephibosheth to David. If you want to look at it, David is a picture of Christ right here. Mephibosheth is a picture of a sinner lost without Christ. And I can't help but think that when I look at this, here's Mephibosheth, a lame. He can't walk. He can't do anything by himself. But yet, He's in a country. You know, the funny thing is, you know, Lodabar, you know, if you break down that word Lodabar, it means no pasture or no word or no communication. When we were sinners, there was no words from Christ. There was no communications with the Father. But oh, for the day when the Father came by, sent a Son by our way, and He come by and He pulled us out of Lodabar, and He pulled us and He brought us to the Father's table. And now we can eat continuously at His table without fear. You know, He said He will eat continuously at my table. We have access to the Father. We have access to the table. And Brother Keith, you know, I can't help but think, we got the holidays coming up, you know. You know, got that personal favorite, because it seems like we get to eat more kinds of food. More different kinds of food. You know, my grandmother always had a spread. From one end to the next, we pull it out, set tables up. But, you know, when I think of a table, there's all different kinds. And I know that's material. But when I can't help but think of, when I think of a spiritual table, there's all different kinds. There's always going to be something you need. You know, hey, if you go up to the Lord's table and you need a scoop of courage put on your plate, it's there. If you need a scoop of encouragement, it's there. If you need a scoop of whatever it may be, a touch from the Lord, it's there. It's always going to be there. There's always a spread. There's never just one thing there. It's always multiple things there at the Lord's table. Here's a lame man. He's in a country with no pasture, with no word, no communication, and a king comes by his way, pulls him out of that place, pulls him out of that country, and sets him at a table that he'll never hunger at again. Gives him, restores him, you know, his grandfather's land, his father's land. Gives it back to him. Later down in the, and it talks about Mephibosheth had a son and his family, and they gleaned from the blessings Mephibosheth gets. And I can't help but think, Brother Keith, you know, you can look at the blessings your family's getting from the blessings you got from the Lord. Your family will get blessings. They'll glean blessings from what the Lord blesses you with. It'll pass down. It'll get handed down. And there's no question about it. And I just can't help but think when I read the Scripture, continuously, without fail, time and time again, you can pull yourself up to the Lord's table. But can I tell you, you know, the best part is this passage is talking about a man who's lame, who couldn't do it by himself. But the king sees fit to pull him out of that country. He sees fit to give him everything he ever needs and then more. And can I tell you tonight, that's what the Lord wants to do in your life. He wants to, if you're lost, I don't know who's here, but if you're lost tonight, he's ready, he's willing to save. He wants to pull you up to his table. You have the opportunity to. Can I tell you that it's a blessing to my heart. I mean, it's about a man. He can't do nothing. Can I tell you tonight, there's nothing you can do to save yourself. There's nothing you can do. Mephibosheth, there was nothing he could do. He was lame. I mean, couldn't do nothing. Couldn't walk. I mean, nothing. They had to carry him. They had to physically, from 5 years old and up. There's scripture that talks about, you know, a child is not far. Born of a woman is not far, you know, a few days from foolishness. Yeah. Here, I mean, it's a 5-year-old boy. Gets crippled. Can't do nothing for himself. I remember when the Lord showed me I was crippled. I couldn't do it by myself. I couldn't do nothing by myself. It was all Him. It was all through Him. It was all through what He had done. And nothing that I've done, could have done, would ever have been able to have done. It was all Him. The table set. It's continuously set. Continually, without, I mean, no doubt. I mean, he's sitting. David here tells his servants that Mephibosheth will continuously eat at the king's table, just like he is royalty himself. He bestows basically royalty back on Mephibosheth. Can I tell you tonight, if you're a saint tonight, if you're saved here tonight, that you have access to the Father who's the King, and that grant, that makes you royalty to Him as you're His children, not in a boastful way, but it almost in a humbling way, that He would reach down in the deepest, darkest pits in a miry clay, and He would pull you out, and He would dust you off, and He would set you on a solid rock, and He would guide your path, and He would direct you, and He would basically say, this is one of mine. And can I tell you that makes you royalty in a humbling way? And we have access to the Father, and when we need something, we can go get it. And if you're dealing with something, you can get it, and you can get victory in it, and you can do whatever needs to be done through the Father. You know, back in chapter 4, it talks about Mephibosheth's nurse. Mephibosheth didn't make himself lame. It was a total accident. She was fleeing with him and drops him. The Bible talks about with one man's sin entered the world. There wasn't nothing we can do. It's going to happen. We have flesh. It's going to be. It is what it is. There's nothing. There's no way around it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You're going to one place or the other. If I can be good enough, I just might make it. If the king hasn't called you, if the Lord hasn't called you out, if the Lord hadn't spoke to your heart, I'd be worried. I'd be worried. Mephibosheth here, there was obviously a very big, drastic change in his life when all this took place, when David called him out of Lodabar and sent servants to get him, and he came and entered the palace, and David bestowed all these things. There was a drastic change. It's just like salvation. When the Lord saves you and you realize and you give it all to Him, there's going to be a drastic change in your life. There's going to be a turning away from sin. There will be no questions about, you know, I mean, I'm sure there'll be things that you might contemplate. There's a growth, I understand. But I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be evidence. There's going to be remnants of what took place in your life. And it's not going to be this constant, I just don't know. I worry for the people that I talk to a lot of people and they say, well, you know, as long as I'm good enough, I know what I need to do, you know, and we'll take care of it when time comes. I'm afraid that, you know, when the time comes, you know, it's going to be too late. I thank the Lord for setting His table. I thank the Lord for being able to come and get what I need. I thank the Lord for the opportunity, the access to Him. Oh, to be in a place like Lodabar with no pasture, no words, no communication from our Father, from the Lord. I believe even as a saint, we can get into a place similar like that where we feel almost stagnant. We wonder where the Lord's at. Maybe you haven't heard from Him in a while. Maybe you're wondering, you just don't understand some things. You know, I can't help but see here that when it speaks about Mephibosheth and he had a family down there in Lodabar, you know, he was just doing what he knew to do. He was living his life, I guess, the best he knew how. And can I encourage you tonight to continue that way? You do what you know to do. You know, if you've heard from the Lord and you're going through you feel like a dry patch, can I tell you, continue to do what you know to do. Can I tell you, oh, the sweet taste of when the King comes by and pulls you out and He sets the table in front of you and say you can continually eat. I believe we can get complacent. I believe we can get to a point where I guess we're not as strong in our daily walk as we used to. And we get to a place where there's not as many pastures. They're few and far between. But I'm thankful for the times where He comes by our way and He pulls us back out. I'm thankful for the times where we may mess up, and I know I will. I probably will before I lay my head down tonight. Mess up again, and I'm thankful for the mercies of God. I'm thankful that we can continue, Lord, in His way. Said in verse 5, it said, David sent and fetched him out of the house. I'm thankful. Yep. The Lord sent His Son to die on a cross. To get fetched out of the place, the pit I was in. I'm thankful for the time the Lord come by my way, showed me where I was at. Amen. Showed me I wasn't but a crippled man. I showed me I wasn't but a crippled boy. And I couldn't do nothing. Nothing for myself to get to where I needed to be. And that was at the foot of the cross. I thank You. I thank the Lord for the access He gives. The table that He has set. He's not gonna have us do something that He's not going to give us the tools to do it. I thank Him for His help tonight.
From a fall, crippled. And, David's servant come and fetch him. That's what the Holy Ghost done for you. That's right. And He took you to the King.
That's right.
And the King gave him everything. He didn't have nothing to give the King, but the King had everything to give to him. And I'll say this, he's talking about the table. When he sat at the table, when he slid up under the table, he couldn't see his lameness. Amen. And the King's the one that had the food put on the table. And it's already there. It's there tonight. The food's there tonight. It's not that we have to ask him for it. We just have to get it.
Yes,
amen. Now, we should ask God for things we need. I'm not saying that, but me and Brother Danny's talking today, and I said, we need the Lord's help. And he said, he already has. A true statement. He already has. Amen. The food was on the table. He didn't have to ask for it. It was already there. Let's put him under the table, and he ate. Amen. It's according to the attitude of your heart and what you need tonight and what God spoke to your heart about. Amen. I thank God for the message tonight. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Read that chapter when you go. He said, for Jonathan's sake, they had made that covenant over there in the book of 1 Samuel.
Right.
You talked about the covenant. They made it was a blood covenant. Amen. They cut themselves and made a blood covenant. And God's reminded David. He said, is any there any of the house of Saul that I can show kindness? He mentioned the word kindness three times in that chapter. And even Titus said, and toward the kindness of God toward us. And then he mentioned the kindness of God in that chapter there. It was the kindness of God that God used that, thank God, David and the servant to go get Mephibosheth out of Lodibar where there was, he said, no pasture. When there's no pasture, there's no bread. Amen. And because of that, thank God he was down there. Amen. And waited. Amen. Thank God when they went to that. Remember how he had to wait a little while there. Thank God looking for the king. Amen. That's right. To come back. Amen. Praise God. He even didn't wash his clothes or nothing there for how many days? I mean, it was several days. Amen. Wait for the king to come back. Amen. I tell you, thank God I'm glad the kings are coming back. Amen. He's coming. Thank God. He's coming. Amen. He said, I'll come again. Amen. Brother Redmond, pray for us tonight.